Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Friday, Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We hope you're having a great Friday. It's going to be a good weekend. Falcons are going to... We hope the Falcons are going to. We need the Falcons to
show up.
Yeah.
And of course, Georgia has a big game against Texas. I think Georgia Tech's going to roll against Boston College. We're going to get into all of this. Hawks are hot right now. Our man B-Mac's going to stop by in about 10 minutes. But I have to start here, Mike, because I have a question.
Lay it on me.
So I didn't watch a lot of it. I had a dinner date last night and got caught up with some friends. But by the time I got home, it was a game. And then I watched the end of it. And, of course, I'm talking about the Thursday night football game for those of you who did not get a chance to see it or didn't watch or maybe you had no interest because it was the Jets. But that's not what I want to talk about. The New England Patriots are 9-2 with a new head coach. New players and new people in the front office selecting them. And, Mike, I'm watching this game. Final score, 27-14. And I went, how is it New England has already established a culture with Mike Vrabel in his first season with Drake May at quarterback, and they're already chanting MVP for Drake May, and all of a sudden now people are saying that the AFC may go through New England, and guess what? Everybody's forgotten about what happened at the end with Bill Belichick. And here we are, treading water, Mike, treading water, just trying to keep our head above water.
Oh, no.
Why is it that they are able to do this and we can't?
Because they hired a better coach. Now, we had an offensive coordinator from Vrabel's old team, the Titans, so maybe they felt, I don't know, we just had a guy from the Titans. You want to bring Vrabel in? He ran the Titans. He interviewed here. You can look it up, kids. He was part of the interview process a couple years ago. Drake May, I'm watching this last night on Amazon, and if you watch the game, fourth down, critical fourth down, third down, Drake May, the ball comes out quickly, and there's high percentage stuff in the flat. I mean, they're using boom, boom, boom. Stuff that would make us literally like have to get out the Ouija board and do a seance to hope that it would work. Mm. It works so easily for New England. High percentage throws, boom, 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 right there. They're playing to his strengths because Josh McDaniels is the creme de la creme. He might never, ever be a great head coach, but he knows how to play to his guy's strength. And so anytime they needed to pick up some yards, boom, there it is. Get beyond the marker, quick throw, on point, boom. And they move the sticks. And to us, and with the way our team looks, it's like pulling teeth. So better coaching equals better results.
I do agree with you about Josh McDaniels. He did this with Brady, and ultimately Brady came into his own, and then they all just sat back and watched his brilliance. But he has helped develop Drake May, and the confidence level is off the charts. Meanwhile, we're wondering about the confidence level of our quarterback. And guys, if you want to say it's not a fair comparison, it doesn't take long. This is what I always say, Mike. It doesn't take 3 or 4 years for you to see whether a guy can get it done, whether he can coach, whether he can recruit, whether he's a great talent evaluator, whether he's a culture changer. Doesn't take long. Everybody around the league already knows what's going on with Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. I want you to hear what he said after they beat the Jets last night. As we get ready for Sunday, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here he is talking about expectations.
And we have high expectations for Drake. He has high expectations for himself. He'll continue to improve. I know that he'll stay humble through this all. And, you know, again, and as far as the performance tonight, I thought it was, you know, again, in first view, you know, pretty good. It was good enough to win. I mean, took care of the football.
Yeah, look, and he's going to stay humble because his quarterback or his head coach is going to allow him to not get a big head. I don't think you're going to do that with a Mike Vrabel football team. But you look at the rest of their schedule, and all of a sudden, Mike, maybe the AFC goes through them. I think I'm just sitting there last night frustrated going, why is it taking so long for us to get this culture thing right?
Yeah, it's
we're three coaches in now.
No, it's look, the Patriots, for whatever reason, they had the Gerard Mayo thing carved in stone that he was going to get first crack after Belichick left, and it just didn't work. And they didn't monkey around with it. It wasn't like, well, Gerard Mayo gets a second year.
Got him out of there.
1 year and gone.
And that's what you think should happen
here. I think I would fire everyone. And I'm 50-50 on keeping Terry Fontenot because I think he's done some good things. I think there's some inexplicable things like the Cousins Penix decision. But, yeah, most teams would just simply cut bait on everyone.
Can I ask you what you do with one guy? Can I ask you? What do you do with Rich McKay?
Well, that's just it. Rich is never going anywhere. That's why when this thing came up again, and look, we were the first show to talk about this years ago, okay?
and
we got heat from the organization about this.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, look, Rich McKay and Arthur Blank, their friendship, it's marrow deep. I saw Rich on the field. He was all over pregame. He was there in Berlin. And he, because guys, he is like our league rep with, you know, with the NFL, his reputation in the league. You know, he was one of the guys who was maybe on the short list for commissioner. You know, he's a resource. The problem is when you go to him as a sounding board, the last few years, nothing good has happened. So remember just as recently as the Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot collaboration, Rich McKay was going to be the tiebreaker on decisions for personnel.
Yep.
And then because the optics were so bad when they fired Arthur Smith that our own GM wasn't there, but Rich was, they basically shoved Rich in a closet and said, oh, he's Atlanta United now. Nothing to see here.
Invisible.
Rich is still making decisions, or at least being asked to make. When Arthur makes decisions about this team, Rich McKay is still the sounding board. That's never, ever going to change.
Okay, so then what do you do with that situation? When you say you fire everybody, and here's what I'm getting to. When Robert Kraft, and understand, guys, we're making this comparison because – it's his first year. Drake May isn't supposed to be this good. Everybody was down on him. Vrabel turned the defense over. Eight of the 11 guys that are on that defense are new. And look what they're doing. Look at how they look. And all of a sudden now we're going, all right, well, we're going to turn things around. I'm just saying, Mike, they allowed Vrabel to come in and go, what do you want to do? And the only way you do that is to what you said. You got a clean house. And that means everybody. And I don't know if they're willing to do that if, in fact, we don't handle business on Sunday. Because Sunday, I was done last weekend. I'm going to tell you guys just straight up. 4:30 is Sunday. If we take the L, you guys aren't going to hear from me. Abe, I'm not doing any videos, okay? I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm done. Like, that's where I'm at. I've been saying for 2 weeks, Mike, must win, must win, must win, must. Okay, well, guess what? Time is running out on us.
Now you blew, guys. You blew this thing a long time ago, and don't get me, you know, started. Well, too late. Yes, I am a realist. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and try to sell sunshine. You know, it's just you boxed yourself into a corner where your playoff chances are basically nil. Okay, right now we got a 4% chance of making the playoffs.
How much?
4%? 4%. I'm looking at ESPN right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Current odds to make the playoffs. Giants, 1%. Saints, 1%. Commanders, 1%. Arizona Cardinals, 2%. Atlanta Falcons, 4%. Cowboys, 5%.
Yeah.
I mean, we have no shot to win the division. Basically, the entire, you know, Bucks team has to catch the flu or get hit by a bus. We got a 2% chance to win the division. So, but this, we got here. When you get to 3-6, as I said to you the other day, nobody outside of Metro Atlanta gives us a snowball's chance in hell.
No.
They look at this team and say, yeah, they got some players. I got guys on my fantasy team that do well for me, but they can't put things together. They can't make a run. We're going to go 7-1 to get to 10 wins. Give me a freaking break. Unicorn's going to fly out of my butt. You know, it's just not happening. because we're a poorly coached team. We make plays. We can play some inspired defense for three quarters. We can play some inspired offense for a half, but we can't put it all together for six. If I got to be honest with you, Carl, give me six out of these seven games, could you win? No, they can't do that. This team is incapable of making a run because they make too many unforced errors, to use a tennis line.
It's true.
You know, they just make too many mistakes. And then if they don't make the mistakes, the coaches will also make mistakes to augment the players' mistakes.
The reason why we're bringing this up, because I know you guys are like, man, what's the deal? The deal is I'm looking at an 8-2 Broncos team, better coached. I'm looking at a 9-2 Patriots team, culture change, better coaching in just a season. I'm looking at these teams around the league. Did we expect the Eagles to be good? Yeah, forget about the dysfunction of a wide receiver who's mad he's not getting the ball. That's a good team, and they're deep. They're going to be fine. We expected that. We expected the Lions to be back in it. That's a team that's drafted correctly, built the right way, and have a really good quarterback. And guess what? Speaking of culture, Dan Campbell has it. No surprise. Are you surprised Tampa is again in front of this division? I'm not. That's why we're talking about it. Because this is where we should be, and we're not. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up and tell us what you think. It doesn't take long. 404-726-0929. We will get to what we think about the game itself and what we have to do, but B-Mac's going to join us next. We'll go around the league. We'll ask him about this A.J. Brown drama and much more. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell on a Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's what we call him. Jalen Johnson last night had a remarkable night. the first player in NBA history to have 30 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists, 7 steals in a game. And that sounds crazy when we say first ever.
Right.
But that's what it was last night. The only player in NBA history, 31 points, 18 boards, 14 assists, 7 steals. Monster game. And, Mike, we're going to talk more about the Hawks because so many people today responding to our conversation on the Behind the Curtain show that we do before our show around 11 a.m. online, and everybody was like, man, it's obvious with this team and Trey. I knew people were going to go there.
Look, the question is, when you get Trey back healthy, how can Jalen still blossom? You know, in the shadow of Trey. That's where you're going to find the balance. That's why they pay Quinn Snyder all that money. Hopefully they figure it out.
Yeah, no doubt.
State your source.
I'm going to. Let's talk to BMAC, Bryant McFadden. Two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now he's a CBS NFL analyst. And BMAC, I want to start with our game, man. I mean, look, I don't know if you've ever played on a 3-win team during a season. I don't believe so when you were in your, you know, in your prime in your career there in Pittsburgh. But it's must win, right? I mean, at this point, you're going to get to a point in the season where if we don't win this weekend, the division is obviously gone. You've lost, you know, then twice to Carolina. You've already lost to the Bucks, and your chances, as Mike laid out, are 4% to get to the playoffs, period. Tell me where you're at on this game this weekend and how important it is for this Falcon team and Raheem Morris.
This is a must-win for Atlanta. This is a must-win. 3-6, clearly only one team from the NFC South is going to make the playoffs. Now, anything can happen. Mathematically speaking, there's a lot of time. So anything can happen. But as we see it right now, and when you look at what's going on in the NFC North and the NFC West, with the competitive neighborhood in that division, I think one team get in. So Atlanta, you can't afford to squander any moments away like you've done so far this season. And you look at the opponent, guys. Yes, it's Carolina. Yes, Carolina has been good in spurts. Mm-hmm. But if you were to look at these rosters and compare the rosters from top to bottom, no one would take Carolina's roster over Atlanta's roster, which is a bigger reason for Atlanta to win this ball game. First and foremost, that first loss is unexplainable. I still can't explain that. There has to be a case study done on Atlanta and how they lost to Carolina the first time.
Right.
But now when you look at how desperate Atlanta is, they got to win this ball game because they're the more talented team. And then get this, guys, after Carolina, the three-game stretch, including Carolina, consists of at New Orleans, at the Jets. All three of these games, including Carolina, are winnable games for Atlanta. That's why you got to take care of your business, because if you lose to Carolina Sunday, it's safe to say your playoff hopes, they're disco dead.
Right. And we got a, you know, crucial kind of, you know, couple of games here with our young quarterback, Bryant, because he's been struggling. He looked down in the dumps after the loss in Berlin. I went back and I looked. Your rookie year in Pittsburgh, it was Roethlisberger's second year. Carl, take a look at this brain power for Bill Cowher.
All right.
To help a young quarterback. Ken Wisenhunt at OC. Bruce Arians. Mark Whipple, the quarterback coach. Dick Hoke. Remember, Dick was around for like 150 years in Pittsburgh.
He knew a lot of good football.
These are dudes. And granted, you ran the ball effectively with the bus, you know, that time. It just seems to me you've got to surround a young quarterback with guys that can play to his strengths. It doesn't feel like that's happening here in Atlanta.
It's not. And it's funny, Mike, that you mentioned that in terms of the noteworthy coaches we had on our entire team, not just offensively, but defensively. And, you know, we had our reunion, Super Bowl 40 reunion a few weekends ago. And for the players that were there, we talked about how prepared we were. We talked about the level of detail our coaches gave us, not just in the week of prep, but actually in game moments, in the game on Sundays, the adjustments our coaches made. And you just named some great names, players right. that coaches that played the game, coaches that had an abundance of experience, and they knew how to relate that said game plan to us as players, along with making the necessary adjustments. Michael Penix is too talented of a quarterback to have the struggles, the ebbs and flows that we're seeing with him. And one alarming thing, and I know he wasn't trying to say too much, but he was just being honest when that reporter asked him this week, is there anyone he can go to during a game on the sideline? And he had no answer. How is that possible, Atlanta? How is that possible for your young quarterback who's still trying to figure things out? There's no one that he can go to in the heat of the moment, and they can give him the necessary information for him to be at his best. There's no structure.
No, we
That's what that tells me.
Right. We were texting back and forth about that. Truth be told, I don't think he got the question. You know, and not to insult his intelligence, I just don't think he was getting what Allison from Channel 2 was asking. And it was basically about, like, you know, in your experience, is there, in other words, because we know he talks to Kalen DeBoer, because we just spoke to Kalen DeBoer about talking to Michael Penix. So he does have old, you know, resources. I think she was meaning it, like, outside of Flower Branch. That's what I interpreted too. But to your point, it's around the world now, and people are looking at it as an indictment of this organization being dysfunctional.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look. And to your point, that's what I was thinking as well. So that's why I initially answered the question. I don't think he got the answer. I mean, understood the question in the right way. But yet and still, like, if you ask most quarterbacks that question, they have a go-to name on the team right now.
Right.
That's my thing. And if you look at the disconnect in the offense, clearly there's a lack of communication, a lack of transparency for this offense to be so inconsistent, especially the quarterback. The man, he's talented, yo. He is in that same neighborhood when you talk about talent amongst the other young quarterbacks. But the difference between what we're seeing with a Drake May, using him as an example, the connection that he has with Josh McDaniel. How many times has Josh McDaniel been in that coordinator seat? How many times have he shown the ability to get the most out of whoever the quarterback is? That's why offensive coordinators are super – they're more important than the head coach in terms of the maturation process with young quarterbacks. They can really either stunt a quarterback's growth or help them excel to be a great player within the organization. And Drake May is a prime example of that.
B, are you buying the Patriots as not only the AFC East winners, but a Super Bowl contender? Started the show talking about, you know, Vrabel, this turnaround, and how all of a sudden nobody is even thinking about Bill Belichick. The future looks very bright for this New England franchise.
I am buying it. I'm buying them, Carl, and I'm buying them, Mike, and here's why. Vrabel, and I say this during the summertime when we were getting ready for the season, I said, Vrabel, when you look at the AFC East, he would be worst-case scenario the second-best head coach in that division behind Sean McDermott. Worst-case scenario. And if you want to make a case for him being the best, I would be okay with that, because look at what he did with Ryan Tannehill throughout his tenure in Tennessee. Did more with less. And his ability to be a relatable coach and players play for him. So now when you factor in what they're doing and having the best record in the AFC, I like their chances to get to that point in terms of potentially competing for a championship, because, guys, they might have the number one seed in the playoffs. And the reason why I say that is you look at their schedule. They have one of the more easier schedules the rest of the way in the entire NFL. The only two notable games where they won't be a legit favorite, big-time favorite, would be Buffalo and Baltimore. And heck, they probably would be a favorite in that Buffalo game, because they get Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken, at home. But you look at their schedule, I don't want to say it's a cakewalk, but it's a favorable schedule for the Patriots. So now, guys, if they get into the playoffs and they have a number one, they have a first-round bye, they're already in the second round, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you get everything to come through your backyard. You love that chance. And I think they could solidify both said things, which would actually help their chances to get to San Francisco.
So, my man, Brian McFadden, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner. Catch him on CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, talking about the NFL. Number one seed right now in the NFC is the Eagles. It's the fall, so it's a A.J. Brown controversy. And soap opera on a video basically said that, you know, there's no satisfaction in his professional life. Not really surprising. Does it matter? Because they always seem to find a way to make it work.
It matters because clearly the offense isn't good enough right now. They're still finding a way to make it work to win ball games. But you talk about having a significant playoff run in mid to late January football. Your offense needs to be better. Your passing game needs to be better. The passing game is better. Guess what? The running game is better. And for the passing game to be better, A.J. Brown has to be involved. Let's keep it real, guys. We know A.J. Brown is a high-level wide receiver. I don't know what the disconnect is. I don't know why Devontae Smith is showing up and A.J. Brown isn't showing up. That should be another case study that needs to be done, right? Why A.J. Brown is not being a part or getting the opportunities, because we know he can get open. That's never been a case for him. But, yeah, it needs to be better. They got to get better. You can win in regular season with a pedestrian-like offense. mediocre offense. But in playoffs, when you're playing good on good, it's not going to happen if your offense is not better, especially the passing game. And I'll say this right now. I'll make a proclamation right now, guys, and I'm just throwing out my opinion. A.J. Brown won't be with the Philadelphia Eagles next year in 2026.
Right.
I don't see that happening at all.
Me neither.
And you know where I think he will go? And I'm just throwing out a proclamation. This is my opinion. I think A.J. Brown will be with the New England Patriots next year.
It wouldn't surprise me.
How many years have we seen this same episode with A.J. with the Eagles, right? It's a reoccurring thing. And Mike Vrabel loves A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see A.J. Brown playing elsewhere in 2026 and playing with the Patriots.
I agree. And you know what's funny about that, speaking of the Patriots, the other thing that they've done is they've made themselves, again, a destination for free agents. Because of the way they're way they're handling their business. Hey man, I want to ask you about Chiefs Broncos as well. Who needs this win more? Everybody's tripping on the Chiefs not being what they should be. I still think they're in good shape, but Chiefs need this win more, or the Broncos just to say we're legitimate.
Yo, Carl, I think the Broncos need this win more.
Okay,
Carl.
Okay,
I really do. And hear me out, listeners. Hear me out, Carl and Mike. The reason why I say that is because when you look at the Broncos currently right now, I mean, really, really good football, right? I think they're tops in their division at 8-2. If you're able to win this ball game, you get a chance to kick dirt on the Kansas City Chiefs. That would make the Kansas City Chiefs 5-5.
Right.
Right.
Great point.
So now you create separation from yourself and the rest of the pack, and you pretty much have a lock hold on the AFC West to win that division. And now you're one step closer to being the top dog in the AFC when you look at what New England is doing, what they just did. So you're right there with New England. You're pretty much right there with New England. But if you mess around and lose this ball game, you're still in a good position, Denver. I'm not saying your playoff hopes are in question. But if you allow that team in Kansas City to win this ball game, now Kansas City would be 6-4. Because currently they're outside the top seven, listeners. Kansas City, if the playoffs were to start this weekend, Kansas City would not be in the playoffs. If they win and they're 6-4, that mojo is flowing. Now, if you're Denver, you're still in a good position. But if you allow Kansas City to get in, now Denver is not about just trying to win the top seed in the AFC. Now you got to look over your shoulder and see you're only, a game ahead of Kansas City to win your division. And I'll do one thing. I ask you guys both a question, right? Carl and Mike, if Kansas City wins Sunday, who do you have more belief in to win the AFC West? Denver, Chargers, or Kansas City?
No, you go with the guys who've been there before. Other guys got to prove they can do it. You're right.
My point exactly. That's why I think Denver needs to win this game more so than Kansas City, because you kick dirt on the Chiefs and you make sure you don't give them any glimmer of hope to potentially get in the playoffs or win that division.
Put a stake in them.
It's legit.
Right.
B-Mac, we got to run, man. Great stuff as always. Look forward to our conversations each and every week. Enjoy the football this weekend.
Hey, no question before I go.
Yeah.
Can Atlanta please convert a third down this weekend?
We're praying. We're all praying to the third down gods.
You don't convert one third down. I'm sorry, but can they convert a third down? That's all.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah, I'm almost to the point, like the first drive, we just go forward on fourth down if we don't have it. Let's just go forward. B-Mac, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you. Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your chance to call in, your first chance to react after every Falcons game, brought to you by our friends at Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's Falcon Flyover. Immediately following every Falcons game, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. We're going to get to the Daily Download. Hawks beat the Jazz. We got to talk about what people are already saying about this Hawks team, who, as Mike said today, they're entertaining.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Friday, everybody. Day-Day was just telling us, apparently YouTube and ESPN, are they close? Are we close?
So it sounds like the sticking point is the price point for ABC. They're happy with what the, you know, they're cool with the price point for ESPN, but they don't feel like the price point at, for ABC is where it should be for them.
Okay.
So who do you think's losing more money on this? I would say YouTube TV, in my opinion.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, big time. Because Disney, they closed the deal to buy Hulu, right? And they live TV and all that.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they want to put a Band-Aid on this thing until they're going to basically say, screw YouTube. Yeah. We'll have our own gigantic, you know, huge, whatever they're going to call the conglomerate. But
yeah,
because
they just also launched, I saw an ad last week where it's ESPN and Fox One or something like that. Some kind of bundle you can get with
and
that.
And they own
now.
Fubo, too. They're going to have Fubo. Yeah. So all that's going to be part of it.
And you got to think about it. Most people, if you had YouTube TV, like me, you also had Disney Plus. So all I did was added the extra, I think, $10 a month so that I can just get all the...
The extras.
Extras.
Just cut that check to Con Hugeco.
All right. You said that because we were talking about it yesterday, and I've been upset simply because they sent me that email
so
about
$20.
So easy
to cut the cord, you tell me.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah, 20. Here's your $20. Yeah. All right. Coming up, by the way, we got some guy talk on the way. It's Friday, man. We're going to have some fun, and we appreciate everybody that came out yesterday. Man, what a great time at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill.
I said it. You know, every now and again, we'll have some audience participation, which just makes everything pop. And so, Carl, we were having a discussion about the Falcons. Carl goes, look, man, it's awful now, but we can win 3 games in a row. And he pauses, and then all of a sudden in the background, Carl goes, we can win 3 games in a row. And you hear, and it's this older guy, Phil, a retiree from downtown New York, who's like, no way. Yeah, look, yes, we could potentially win. You know, you have to look, there's no margin for error.
Sure.
You cannot, if you lose to the Carolina Panthers, the Saints and the Jets, you are, if you don't believe you're already done now you're dead in the water, you're deader than Dillinger. As we speak, Carl, we have a 4% chance of making the playoffs currently.
Yeah, it's That's the frustrating part. And look, these numbers, I know somebody thinks numbers are...
Boy, losers.
But these numbers are real, man. Like, when you start calculating these odds, and this is why they do this, is because you start to look at a schedule. You do comparisons. You do, you know, common opponents and all of this kind of stuff. And then you just it equals out. These numbers usually do not lie. If you have that kind of percentage to not make the playoffs, my guess is you're not going to. And you can go back through the history. This is that thing, Mike, where at the beginning of the season we always talk about. You can start 0-2. You can't start 0-3 and go to Super Bowl.
No.
Because it's never happened.
No, and,
right?
And 9 games into the season, you pretty much have an idea you are what you are.
Yeah.
You know, our offensive line, I mean, Coach kind of took some shots at it, and then when we pressed him on it, offensive line's fine. So, okay. So it's not the offensive line. Quarterback is struggling mightily. Players aren't doing their jobs. Coming up in about 15, I got some correlation between us and, believe it or not, the Packers, Carl, because some of the same things that are affecting us are affecting them. But, yeah, we don't execute. You know, we got an offensive coordinator which has got to play to his guy's strengths. Help him help himself. That's why Carl and I spent some time at the start of the show talking about how Josh McDaniels uses high-percentage stuff to Drake May's benefit. And it works.
It helps. It does. He's playing with a lot of confidence, man. We need a big one on Sunday. More on that. But first, let's get to the Daily Download. It's Hawks, man. This has been a nice little trip for them. Jazz, they lose last night. They beat the Jazz, should I say, 132-122. 4 straight win. But career highs for Jalen Johnson when you talk about 31 points, 14 assists. And, Mike, the triple-double, I mean, with 18 boards, he's playing so well. But the other guys, even, you know, the guys that you don't expect, Veet.
Right?
Veet Krejci,
you know, he was the one that kind of got things jump-started against the Clippers the other night. Boom, boom, boom. So he was banging three-pointers. So every night, somebody else is contributing. But Jalen Johnson, as we said, that's why every conversation you have starts and ends with, if Jalen Johnson stays healthy. And he took a cue from you and had some high tops on.
Yeah, I got that message from a few people. Look at what he's wearing! Look, he told us on this show last week, wasn't it, guys? I guess it was. Where he said, I wish I could wear high tops. They just don't make enough of them that, you know, there's a selection. And he says, I'm looking at all these shoes. And I said, well, what are you wearing? He said, I'm wearing the Kyries right now. Last night he had on some high tops. I don't know if somebody's stressing this, but he's aware of it, guys. He knows these ankle injuries, they've been nagging and keeping him out of games. But, Mike, if he's on the floor, we're a different team.
Yeah, man, tape it up. But he did a great job. You mentioned Okongwu goes for 32. So this roster now starts to shape up because now with Porzingis and Naw and A-Dub, you get all these different pieces. And then you put Trey on top of that, and then he doesn't have to dominate. He can facilitate. You've got great defenders, so you don't have to worry about, you know, Trey being that, you know, disadvantage in a half court as a playoff scenario. But immediately, anytime you win 4 in a row, and they've done this before when Trey's been out, people go, I knew it.
Yeah.
Better without Trey. Slow your roll. You know, you've got to blend it. You got to find a way to meld it. Because you get in the playoffs against somebody who's better than you, you need more scoring. And these guys all of a sudden can't shoot. We've seen that happen too.
No doubt about it. Here's Veet with one of his threes.
Hawks have a chance to regain the lead. Keaton has it. Now throws it out to Onyeka. He fakes to Veet. Straight away three by Veet is good. Veet Krejci hits the three and the Hawks take the lead. It's 108-106. Veet's got 20 points on the night.
Steve Holman with the call right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So they were at Utah last night, right? They will be at Phoenix Sunday. By the way, that's a Sunday night game. Pre-game's at 7:30, tips at 8. And then the Hawks come back. And I got to tell you something, Detroit's really good too. And that is going to be our next home opponent next Tuesday when they get back here to the ATL. That's going to be an interesting game. But, man, let's just keep winning, Mike, and we'll see where this thing, you know, what it looks like once Trey gets back.
I'm just happy to see guys contributing, the pieces you've added. And, you know, again, every now and again, it is a Veet Krejci night. And, you know, Porzingis hasn't, I think, had to overload, which is another big part of this, if Okongwu can keep doing what he's doing.
Ronald Acuña Jr. named NL Comeback Player of the Year. Did Aaron Judge, come on, I know he had a great season, but Kyle Riley, I mean, come on.
I would have loved to have seen Cal Raleigh get it just to change things up a little bit. But, you know, that's writers, and, you know, once you're in the template and that's everything they're looking for and the home run numbers and yada yada, that, you know, put Cal Raleigh in that stadium night after night. How many home runs is he going
to
hit?
But what does he have to do? It was a historic year for Cal Raleigh.
Not to mention
catchers.
Right, and you throw it in the fact that he's, you know, he's got the tools of ignorance, Carl. He's got to take the beating behind the plate. Look, you know me, full disclosure, I despise the Yankees because they always get too much love. But in this case, yeah, look, you could make the argument for a number of those guys. That's why I hate MVP awards, because it's so damn subjective. to the voters.
Yeah, Aaron Judge wins the AL MVP. Shohei wins the NL MVP. His fourth? Guys, this is unbelievable what we're seeing with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, it just is. But congratulations to Ronald Acuña Jr. And, of course, we mentioned the other day, Drake Baldwin, Rookie of the Year. We are watching and seeing where the Braves are going to go. And hopefully, you know, as this offseason gets going, the hot stove, Mike, we'll be having more information about what they're trying to do. But I just think everybody's talking right now, Mike. But you know what these numbers are. When I say that, I'm talking about the players you may be interested in, what it's going to cost.
Right.
And just that alone may not allow the Braves to say, hey, we're going to be in or out on some of these players. But I said to Mike today, this is a big offseason for AA. It just is.
We know that Ha-Seong Kim is probably going to go explore free agency, it sure sounds like. Or maybe they've already got something in place. Alex Zelotys, right? There's other shortstops that are out there. We've talked about, you know, potentially spending some loot to improve that 7-8-9. And, you know, a guy has asked us the other day, he says, why can't we be in the mix for a Kyle Schwarber? No, there's no reason you can't. They won't because it's too expensive for them. Yes, to stack the deck, to give you all the offensive pieces so you look as good as you did in 23. But they won't do that because they'll cry poverty. And it's a shame. It's also the year, remember, Carl, the escalators and the salaries and all the guys that were sweetheart deals 5 years ago are now putting the Braves up there into the third highest payroll before they make these moves.
Yeah, all those, you know what you were hoping? You hope you won two or three World Series before all of that kicked in. That's what you were hoping.
And that's why you needed more pitching the last couple of years, which they didn't do.
What you got, Big O?
So, Ha-Seong wants to come back here. He's very, very interested in coming back. From his days with San Diego and the Padres, he's cool with Profar. But Boris being Boris is going to make it a little bit difficult. But all things being considered, if Ha-Seong had his way, he'd like to be back here in Atlanta.
Yeah, right. Well, this is where, again, and the guys have always been afraid to do this. And, you know, I go back with Scott Boras 20-some-odd years, guys. He has always been the guy to say, you sit there, I'll take care of this.
Right.
You work for him. Like, he works for these clients. And nobody in baseball, because they know he's going to get the most money for him, has ever said, hey, I know you're doing what's best in my best interest, but guess what? I want to be here. This is where I want to be. And if it means, you know, I'm taking a little bit less, but he won't let him do that. And so the Braves have always had an issue, front office-wise, dealing with Scott Boras. Number one, they don't give no trades. That's number one. Number two, you just know it's going to be on the high end, Mike.
Right, so you're just basically taking yourself out of 90% of the best free agents. That's a problem for me. You know, that's a fundamental problem. I mean, yes, I understand. We'll stick to our guns, and you won an amazing World Series in 21, and Alex just nailed it through some amazing deals at the deadline. But you look at the other teams that are perennials, you got to spend to prime the pump. Ha-Seong Kim, we mentioned Lodis. I said Lodis. Also, Bo Bichette at shortstop.
Yeah, that's the guy, like, if you wanted to just go make a splash, go get him, and let's go to work.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. What are we here for? You know, what are we here for? You know, Braves ownership. You know, I get it. The final quarter of the season, attendance went down because the team was out of the playoffs. But let's go. Let's not be throwing nickels around like manhole covers this offseason. Fans demand and deserve better.
This hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. It's a Friday version of Dukes and Bell. Last but not least, guys, and we are talking about it because it's front and center. And Sunday is a big day. It just is. And I don't know if you're thinking about going to the game. Mike and I, look, season ticket holders, we're in. This is what it is. We've been in when we knew at this point in the season we weren't going to the playoffs, and it hurt, but we still went and supported this team, and we're going to continue to do that. I don't know where you're at, but I will be distraught if we end up losing again to the Carolina Panthers. Mm. Here's Michael Penix talking about this rematch.
If you look back at that game, I feel like they had success in that game, so maybe they do show some of the same things that they did in that game. But we'll be ready for every look, and we'll definitely make it a better game than what we did last time. But
Mike, this to me, and I don't know about how you feel about this, is where the wobble started with Penix.
Right.
And I say the wobble because, again, he's not been terrible. But it certainly hasn't been what we thought it would be as far as, hey, making the necessary throws, feeling the confidence. But that was week, what, three? Okay, so remember, we lose that game, blowout. We go beat the Commanders. Everybody's like, great, no Jaden Daniels. Didn't matter. We had a really good offensive day. Then the biggest game of the year to that point was Bills Sunday night. We come out, we look really good, we handle the Bills. And then it's four straight losses. But the wobbles with Penix, the awareness, the lack of throwing it where you need to, started in that Panthers game.
Yes, it did. His best completion percentage was in that Commanders game, 20 of 26. He's still way below where you need to be as an NFL starting quarterback at 58.8 right now. Completion percentage. D-Led put an article up there. Thanks, Mike and Kyle. talking with DJ Williams about Michael Penix Jr. and talking about the communication, which they claim does exist. Constant talk, constant communication, coaching him as hard as he possibly can. Now, for those who say, who the hell is DJ Williams? Again, that's his dad was, you know, pretty good, Doug Williams. But a lot of folks still, do you want to have a guy who's actually done it at the highest level of the NFL? Regardless, they say there's things in place to help him be a better QB.
There should be. I mean, there's a few guys in that building that have actually played the position at a high level.
You know, by the way, he's only been sacked, you know? Penix 13 times. Drake May's been sacked like three times that.
It's not the sacks. It's the decision-making.
Right. He's got to process quicker, but then that's the chicken and the egg argument. Help him with the way the plays are designed. The ball's got to come out quicker. One, two, three, the ball's out. One, two, three, slants, Carl. Quick hits out to the flat. Boom.
All right, guys. Coming up, we got a lot more to get into, including we go behind the enemy lines. Sheena Quick covers the Carolina Panthers. She's the beat reporter. I'm going to find out where they're at right now. It seems like last year, right, when we saw them in week three, it's not. It's just a few weeks removed. But how much better are they playing and what to expect on Sunday? That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.